Good evening. It's Dan with his podcast from Little Saigon on January the 20th, 2019. I believe it is January the 20th, 2019. And the topic of this podcast has to do with entertainment, specifically TV shows and films. Now, before I go too far, I have to remind everyone that I'm a big believer in free speech, so if people want to be offensive, if they want to be jackasses, as long as they're not harming others, and as a matter of moral principle, as long as they're not depicting, I would say, certain acts in a way that looks supportive, like the abuse of innocent people, the abuse of children, the abuse of animals. In general, I'd say let people speak, no matter how offensive. But I still wouldn't stop it. Nothing I could do. Philosophically and in reality, I have no resources, so I couldn't stop it. I don't believe in voting. I wouldn't vote to stop it. And I'm an anarchist. So as far as free speech goes, speak away. But the topic tonight has to do with the portrayal of Christianity and Christians in the media, but specifically entertainment. So I was watching or starting to watch season 2, episode 1 of The Punisher on Netflix. And again, I don't have a life. I don't have a wife. I don't have a girlfriend. So other than reading a few books and surfing the web and working when I have work, I watch stupid shows. But there's been a trend, and I would say it's been true for the last 10 years especially. But perhaps it's been building most of my life, but definitely the last 10 years. There's been this trend of portraying Christians in a really terrible way. So I'm beginning to watch episode 1, season 2 of Marvel's The Punisher. And I'm barely, what? Yeah, barely 10 minutes into it. And they're already depicting some type of far-right, crazy Christian cult guy. I don't know anything about him. He's strangling some person and then leaving the mark of a cross on his throat. And it struck me, okay, one could say this is random, but then I also recall The Preacher, which also depicts Christianity in a terrible way and makes God out to be a kind of sadistic buffoon. And then there's that show Lucifer that makes Satan out to be kind of a cool dude and God out to be, I don't know, kind of an absentee landlord. And I could keep going. It's not just that they make Christians look like shit, but they make Satanism look really cool. It's like that show Sabrina. Satanism is so cool. Being a witch is so cool. Worshipping Baphomet is so fucking cool. But the interesting subject is, what if Islam, what if you had a movie or a show that depicted Islam the way that Christianity is depicted these days by Hollywood and the media? What if you had a version of The Preacher, but I guess you'd call it, what, the Iman? What if you had a cart, I know it's based on a comic, and I've never really been into comics, but let's say there was a comic called The Iman, and it was exactly the same as The Preacher, but basically ridiculing and lampooning and making fun of Islam and Muslims. I wonder, A, if that particular show would ever be made, and the answer is no. And I wonder if, B, people of the Islamic faith would accept it. I mean, I am a Christian, and I believe in free speech and free will. So as much as it disgusts me to watch these shows, and as much as I'm intrigued by them, because frankly, the decay of human civilization does intrigue me, I can't lie. I suffer from the sin of Schadenfreude. I look into this world, this abyss, this disgusting modernity, and I say to myself, if it weren't palpable, you can certainly smell the deterioration, the decay. So that's a big what if. What if Islam? What if every one of these shows, whether it's Lucifer or Sabrina or the Punisher or the Preacher, or I could just fucking keep going. What if any of these shows actually, instead of targeting Christianity, targeted Islam? Well, we all know the answer to the question. It's kind of like the South Park episode, or I don't know, what was it? Was it almost 10 years ago, but more than 10 years ago, that South Park episode where basically they couldn't show a picture of Muhammad or the frickin', I forget the name of it, but was it Hebdo, Charlie Hebdo, the kind of satirical, completely offensive magazine in France that made fun of exploding head, Muhammad. I don't care to make fun of people's religion, but I wonder how Islam would react if the core theme of a show like The Preacher was about making fun of Muhammad. Now, I know this sounds like a relatively simple podcast because for anybody intelligent, you already know the fucking answer. The answer is you wouldn't have a show like that in Hollywood today. Sure, they'll do their part for Israel to make sure that you have enough brown people, enough Muslims playing terrorists, but then you'll also have the good terrorists who work for the CIA and can remind us of all the nice terrorists who do nice things. I should, no, excuse me, all the nice Arabs and Muslims who do nice things to protect our country against the bad Muslims. And I truly wouldn't care to even guess what a good Muslim or a bad Muslim is, any more than a good Christian or a bad Christian. I'm not God, so it's not my place to judge. But I do wonder sometimes when this kind of abuse of Christianity will end. And I think the answer is it'll end when this particular version of civilization collapses. It's like that old joke, the beatings will continue until morale improves. In this particular case, the beating up of Christianity will continue until either the system that supports it collapses or every Christian is forced underground. Several years ago, when I moved back to Indianapolis, and this is just after my divorce, I was looking for a church. And the first church I went to was one of these big arena churches. It was disgusting as fuck. Wherever Christ would be in the universe, I felt like Christ was light years away from that place. It had a mega espresso bar, it had a big screen TV, it had a rock and roll band, it had smoke production machines, fog machines, and special effects. And I wondered to myself, why does God need special effects? I mean, God doesn't. If you want to know God's special effects, even given the way that we've trashed nature and the way that we've trashed our world, if you want to know about God's special effects, look at a mountain, look at a river, go down to the ocean and look out, look up at the sky if you want to understand God's special effects. God doesn't need fog machines because God created fog. God doesn't need light projection because, God created the sun. God doesn't actually need all that bullshit because, he's God. The second church I went to was a Baptist church, and I thought because it was in a poor neighborhood, I really believed, okay, maybe I'll be closer to Christ here. Maybe because this isn't north of 96th Street, and if you're not from Indianapolis, there's like every city now, there's places of profound poverty and places where people still hold on to something like a middle and upper middle class. But if you want to find the middle and upper middle class, you go north of 96th Street, Carmel, Fishers. Places like that, Geist. So I went to this Baptist church in the poor neighborhood. And then I, and the first mass I went to was okay, so I went to Bible study, and the pastor, who was a woman, and it's not an issue of sex, but she was a woman, she pulls out a book produced by the United States government on how to interpret the Bible, and she goes to the section on Jeremiah. And without spending too much time on Jeremiah's rebuking of sin which has to do with the fall of society. This particular pastor wasn't fucking interested in that. What she was interested in was convincing us that Jeremiah basically says that illegal immigration's okay. And it has to do with the whole, you know, care for the widows and the orphans and whatnot, which I agree with. If there are people in this world, and guess what? You don't have to go to fucking Mexico or anywhere else to find them. If you go to Little Saigon in the, you know, truly a faraway place of Seattle, for example, you'll find lots of people in need of your fucking help. But no, instead of helping the actual poor people on Washington Street in Indianapolis, this government book produced, you know, ostensibly under the Obama administration, was explaining how it was the case that because of the book of Jeremiah, we need to, you know, be okay with illegal immigration. That was church number two. I don't want to talk about the other experiments, the other attempts, but what I will tell you is that, yeah, if this Hollywood bullshit continues, and if the churches continue to disappear, because, yeah, there are lots of churches out there, or I should say, there are lots of buildings that call themselves churches. There aren't actually that many churches left. And if this continues, I think it's going to get worse. I think it'll get to the point where any given problem is blamed on a Christian. But I'm a Christian who doesn't want to drop bombs on people. So don't fucking blame the murdered and the maimed on me. I'm a Christian who doesn't support these wars. So please, if we're setting people on fire with white phosphorus, don't fucking blame me. Look in your own fucking mirror. I'm a Christian who has questions about quote-unquote homosexuality. I am not convinced at this point in my life that I have to be okay with it. I think I have to accept it. I think I have to have an open heart. I think I need to remember that God judges. But don't water down my principles because you believe in a different faith. My faith doesn't support it. And with respect to venal weaknesses, which all humans have, including me, just because you have a weakness does not imply you have to follow it. Just because you have a drive or desire does not imply that you should commit any sin to have access to it. So I don't know about these TV shows. You know, I wouldn't even pretend to claim that there was ever a time that Hollywood really gave a shit. I just think the gaps were bigger. Like things could slip through. Shows with some principle could slip through. Now it's basically, when it comes to religion, Christian evil, Muslim good, and the gay people have been sent here to save us. None of that makes any fucking sense, but that's essentially the message. None of that is true, but that is in fact what's in the story, the narrative. So yeah, time's coming when Christians will go underground. Or they'll be hectored to the point that they just don't want to be here any longer. And just so that there aren't any people out there who have a belief that I'm showing pretense of moral superiority. I've been meditating on this question a lot today. Where am I going? And at the present time, I think is a big fucking question mark. I will say, given that my present reality, my present existence here in the wonderful fucking city of Seattle feels like a living hell, I must say, I almost want to go to hell just to marvel at God's genius. Because if hell is worse than fucking living in Seattle with a conscience, then it must be, yes, if painful, yes, if horrible, the most miraculous invention of the darkest ugliness ever. The greatest punishment machine that any genius, except for the most profound genius, could conceive of. It is almost worthy of an aesthetic appreciation. Because like I said, Seattle feels like fucking hell. Anywho, make sure you watch The Punisher. I got through 10 minutes before I got offended. It's not like watching Sense8. I remember watching Sense8. I thought the first season was kind of okay, and then the second season felt like a large, salty cock being shoved down my throat. Especially when we got to the old people talking about mass shootings and how there weren't any when they were kids. No, they were just poisoning people with radioactive material when you were kids, you fuck. They were just dumping chemicals in the rivers, you fuck. No, there weren't any mass shootings. And of course, that's sarcasm. But how many people did we kill in Vietnam? Korea? How many? I think the number of Americans illegally experimented on during the Cold War is nearly a half a million. Civilians, service people, without their knowledge, exposed to radiation. What about giving syphilis to the hookers? I think it was in Honduras or Guatemala. That's a matter of public record. Oh, but that was the good old days when there weren't mass shootings. No, we were just practicing eugenics and fucking shit like that. You know, the good old days when all we did was kill Indians, right? At some point, this has to disgust you. And yet, at the end of the day, I think Christians will be blamed. Because why not? If the agenda is truly an agenda of evil, if the person behind this is truly Satan, then Christians must be blamed. It is a necessity of history. And on those thoughts, have a great Sunday.